Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. So glad you can join us for this special segment as we make our way to Athens, Alabama at Athens Bible School. I have with me right now Judith Shaver, and she's going to share with us about the Play It Forward effort for Athens Bible School that's currently underway. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Judith.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thanks for having me today, and truly looking forward to telling you guys a little bit about Play It Forward.
You mentioned before the interview that you do the things that matter to you, and anything tied to Athens Bible School, you want to try to help.
Absolutely. I have a special place in my heart with Athens Bible School. Our oldest, you know, came to school here many years back, was a teacher here, coaches volleyball, and has roped her dad and I into helping with that effort as well. So the community here and everything is very near and dear to our heart. And there's just a lot going on, a lot growing. And so we're excited to be a part.
It hasn't been too long ago that Athens Bible School transitioned from Hoffman Street here on Highway 31 with the new school. Big expectations for Athens Bible School moving forward. And that's no exception when it comes to athletics.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned moving down the street, you know, from our earlier location, which, you know, we were there for 78. Athens Bible School's been around for 78 years, right? And so coming here and experiencing the growth that we're having here at the school with our enrollment, we knew it was time. We all had to go through COVID, and we've made it on the other end, and everybody's excited about just taking hold of the growth that we're experiencing and really pouring that into our students and our athletes. And so bless their hearts, our athletes have been playing all over the county in different borrowed, and, you know, we've been borrowing some field time. And with just the growth we've experienced, we're like, it's time for Play It Forward to start.
Who are some of the schools that Bible School has been able to utilize their fields? It's a good opportunity to thank them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Athens State has always been a good patron to let our softball team use the field there. And they've just been gracious with us using that. I know Athens High School was very gracious to let us practice and use their fields. And also Tanner High School stepped up to the plate, and we called the Tanner Fields our home field, actually, this last season. So if you've driven down Highway 31, you're starting to see the dirt move. And that's just really the catalyst for Play It Forward and where all the efforts of Play It Forward are going to right now.
The reality for schools when it comes to pretty much anything is they have to raise funds for a lot of different things. And when it comes to the athletic program, you'll see schools who are doing different types of fundraisers. They're trying to raise money for their programs. And Athens Bible School, as I mentioned, is currently underway the Play It Forward program. What is this effort? What is it about?
Yeah, so Play It Forward is an initiative from the Bible School that is leading the way to build our sports complex. And when I say it's a sports complex for Athens Bible School athletes, it's really a sports complex for them and all the other athletes across Limestone County and North Alabama that really come to visit us. We're super excited. It's going to have multiple softball and baseball fields. The vision is that it will include a track. We'll have our own tennis courts, which we've never had. I know Steve Klein, our current coach of our tennis team, is super excited about that. And then with the first phase of our build, we got a soccer field in addition to our gymnasium, but our soccer field has never had lights. So being able to go back and actually improve our soccer field that came in the first phase of our build is another part of Play It Forward. So, yep.
And you mentioned phase one. How many phases are there to this effort?
So there's three phases in the total effort. You know, the first phase is the one that's everybody, it's not as glamorous, right? There's no bricks. There's no real anything that's going to be built per se. But watching the dirt move is super exciting, the big dirt movers and everything that are back there. But we've got to lay the foundation for erosion control and sewage and all the plumbing and everything that's going to take hold of that. So our first phase is our biggest phase because it does include all that foundational infrastructure. Then we'll have a second phase and a third phase that will actually build out additional dugouts. Our concessions will come as well. We'll also have in our third phase additional lighting, and we'll add to our fields at that point.
Athens Bible School is a relatively small school, but it has a pretty large reach. When you think about people who've come through the doors over the many decades that this school has existed, and there are people listening right now who have grandchildren that attend school here, have nieces, nephews, maybe they attended school here years ago, maybe they know somebody, relatives. I had Absolutely. A lot of relatives that attended school here at Athens Bible School many years ago. I actually went to public school to Lauderdale County High School, but a lot of my family attended here at Athens Bible School, and even my daughter, she attends here now. So my whole point being that there are a lot of people that are connected in some form or fashion to Athens Bible School, and this is an opportunity for them to help this program.
It is. You know, we're seeking personal as well as corporate donors, you know, to support the effort and really help us fund the dollars it's going to take to make it all come true, right? And I love what you said, you know, our reach is wide and very far. We go far south to play. Athens Bible School travels a lot, and then we extend that hospitality back and have people come to us. Another interesting part is this isn't just for high school athletics either. You mentioned ABS is a K through 12, and we have a very robust elementary program in our athletics that our younger students are going to be able to take advantage of what's built as well. So we have teams where we have tournaments even for our younger players. So it's exciting to see that we're going to build something that will even our younger ones will take advantage of as soon as it's open. And we're just excited about extending that hospitality. You know, we go all the way to Jackson County, all the way out to Lauderdale County, south, you know, south of Coleman County. And when you talk about volleyball and going to state playoffs and all of that, we're down in Montgomery, and we're just excited about being able to host everyone here and have everyone be a part of our community.
I know the numbers can be a bit overwhelming when you look at what's expected from phase one and phase
sure.
two and phase three. But when it really comes down to it, it's about what an individual or a business or corporation is able to do. And if a person comes in and says, well, I'm able to give $10.
We'll take it.
And if somebody came in and said, I've got a dollar. It's about what you can do to help this program. So we may have businesses out there right now, corporations who are capable of helping in a bigger way but everybody's contribution matters.
Absolutely. So, and I just think that's fantastic that you said that. The couple of things that also make that easy. So every donation does count. We have set up opportunity on our website at playitforwardabs.org. You can go there and you can actually donate online. So you can do that. Every donation counts. All the way up to, we have signed sponsorships. So we have social media sponsorships, just different things that you can take advantage of. And all of that is spelled out on our website. So I really, really hope that people will go take a look. The personal donations, though, to me, those are the ones that get to me. I had a younger one give me $2 the other day and said, how do I put this to Play It Forward? And I just love that. And, you know, the numbers do seem daunting at times, but they're really not. I know the community will come together and support the efforts because it really does support the greater community, the ABS community, and where we sit in Limestone County and how we can really influence the lives of a lot of different athletes.
I like the play on words, by the way. No pun intended with play there either. But Play It Forward, that's pretty good.
It is. It is. I can't take credit for that at all. There's as you know, being associated with the Bible school, a lot of people get very passionate about what we're doing. And we have a lot of really good kept secrets of people that, you know, so our committee came together, they brainstormed what we were going to do. Our board of directors really had a vision for what this needed to be. And I think being able to know that we can play and play the game and influence the lives of our students, make them into great leaders. We all know that athletics does that, great contributors back to our community. And that whole Play It Forward, you know, if you talk to a lot of our alum, I know Scott Hudson said the other day, and he's quoted on our website, actually, he just said, athletics made such a big impact. And it was through play that I learned a lot of the things that I learn in business today. And he's in business in this community today. And I think we see that across the board. So Play It Forward has a lot of different meanings, I think.
My grandmother, she actually taught music here years ago. Mary Faye Hedrick was her name. And this segment is named for her in her honor and her memory. She loved the opportunities for people to make a difference. And whenever those opportunities come around, I try to be a voice, a vehicle for that. And this is one of those opportunities for people listening right now. Maybe you're not connected with Athens Bible School, but you care about young people. You care about their athletic abilities. You care about them being able to utilize their talents on the field, like Scott Hudson talking about the importance of athletics in his life. Maybe that's something that's important to you. This is an opportunity for you as well to find a place where you can contribute and give back, a good deed, if you will.
Yeah, you know, good deeds come in all shapes and sizes, and we love those. And you mentioned, you know, having an impact on a student's life or on a person's life. Athletics has been a great way for, and something I love about Athens Bible School and about the athletics here is that we, all athletes get to play. All athletes of all shapes and sizes get an opportunity, and I think that that's fantastic. And so if you have an opportunity to give and to be a part and to influence, let's face it, our students have challenges. All of our young people have lots of challenges these days. And being on the athletic field, being able to get some of that energy out, create bonds and relationships that maybe they haven't had that opportunity to do, you know, are all super important. And so your good deed of helping us with Play It Forward, I absolutely know is going to impact a student's life, a child's life. And it may be an ABS student, or it may just be somebody else that comes here and competes with us, right? Which is fantastic.
Right now, we're talking to Judah Shaver, and we are at Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama, the new location on Highway 31. Great school, great opportunity for you to help. When we come back, Judith, I want you to share how people can support this Play It Forward effort, okay?
Perfect.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Do you look at your home or business and wonder what you can do when it comes to landscapes or hardscapes? Get in touch with my friends at JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Licensed, bonded, and insured, JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes offers new sod, irrigation, new flower beds, new mulch, blocks, stone, retaining walls, patios, and outdoor kitchens. Give JJ a call at 256-497-8263 or email at jjhardscapes@gmail.com. Now offering pool remodeling and new installs. That's JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Yeah, after all this time, you're always on my mind.
Hi, this is Rodney Crowell. And you're listening to The Mark White Show, where making the difference in other people's life begins, and we all get on board and give it the best we can.
I still love you. To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am at Athens Bible School right now with Judas Shaver, and we're talking about the Play It Forward program. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Judith.
Thank you, Mark. I'm excited to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about Play It Forward.
I think we've laid it out pretty well, what people can do to help. We've talked about what it means to these young people to be able to participate in athletics. We've talked about the value of Athens Bible School. There are a lot of things and a lot of ways that people can sponsor the Play It Forward effort.
Absolutely. So we're looking at sponsorships all the way from the personal donation of, you know, a dollar here or there, and all the way up to our sponsorship opportunities. Like if you have a business and you want a field sign, or you want to be in our social media, or you want to sponsor our tickets for the basketball season even, you know, and have your logo printed. We have all kinds of opportunities all the way up to our Hall of Fame champion, head coach, and kind of corporate sponsorship packages, which have less definition because there's a lot of opportunity that we want to sit and brainstorm and truly partner with you as you come to the table. All of those can be investigated on the Play It Forward website. If you can't find it, it's playitforwardabs.org. You can also just go to the Athens Bible School website, and it links over to Play It Forward from there. So read about it. There's a lot of opportunity to put in your information. If you are a business, you can reach out. We'll contact you and come out and have a sit-down meeting with you if you'd like. And I've had a number of those over the last couple of weeks, and we've come up with some super unique ideas for different businesses to get the impressions they need. And just so we make sure that anything we're doing to partner with our sponsors, with the companies that have an interest in working with us, that it is it's mutually beneficial, right? So we really want to partner and make sure that everybody gets the benefit.
Yes, absolutely. And again, that's playitforwardabs.org, or they can go to athensbible.com. Again, playitforwardabs.org. And Judith, again, this is a great opportunity for people to help. I know that you're well connected with Athens Bible School. This means a lot to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here talking to me about it.
Not at all. And I just have to say, if you've not had an opportunity, maybe this is your first time hearing about Athens Bible School, or you might even be new to the community as a business, reach out. It's a great opportunity. The visibility is good from the sports complex that we're going to build from Highway 31. If you're not, there's 82,000 eyeballs, I was told, that pass Athens Bible School every day, and that's humongous, right? Humongous exposure. So we want to help you be a part of that as a business, and so we look forward to hearing from you.
Again, playitforwardabs.org. We appreciate you, Judith Shaver, joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Athens Bible School, just like yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time and the exposure. And play it forward, everybody. Play it forward.
Excellent. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you're encouraged to make a difference through the Play It Forward program at Athens Bible School today. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.